Okay, so how do you sell your services online? If you find that's something that you're trying to do, I've got a ton of strategies to share with you. It's your girl, LaShonda Henry here, aka Sis of Sense. Always excited to share things that you can do to work on your money, your marketing, and your sales goals too, with strategy and intention. So I have been online for many, many moons now, 2 decades plus, and I've been organic marketing style, right, without paid ads, promoting my services as a web designer, as a coach, consultant, all the things. So this week on Sis of Sense, it's all about Q&A, right? Questions and answers. And I'm basically walking through some of the questions that I've gotten from you, my online business besties. So this particular question is from Carla, and it actually is in response to a request that I sent out to my community. I said, I need you to do something for me. I said, I want you to complete this statement. I would love to learn 5 ways to ... right? So, and feel free, by the way, if there's something that you want to learn today, feel free to do that. Fill in that blank statement and send it to me. Say, LaShonda, what's your email? My email, by the way, is sistasense@gmail.com. sistasense@gmail.com, right? Say, hey, LaShonda, I would love to learn 5 ways to fill in the blank. So Carla's response was, I would love to learn 5 ways to market my services online, right? How do I sell online? So, okay, here's my response to her and possibly even you too, if selling your service online is something that you want to do. First thing, number one, be your first best client. Now, if you can do this, do this. Now, I do this and I say this because before I actually had clients, other people that I was working with as a web designer and as a coach consultant when it comes to online marketing, I was my first best client, right? I was building websites for myself. I was trying to coach myself to figure out what I needed to do to get better at monetizing and making money and marketing and all the things, right? Now, I'm an 80s baby, by the way. And so I don't know if you grew up in that time era. One of the commercials that I tend to love to talk about when it comes to marketing is a commercial from Hair Club for Men. Now, this is such one. It's one of those, like, if you know, kind of marketing examples that you can actually go and Google it or go on YouTube and look for the Hair Club for Men commercial to see it if you've never seen it. And basically, it's the president, right? And he's talking about the Hair Club for Men and how it can help you with hair loss. What's such a huge, amazing, you can never forget it hook about that commercial is he says, I'm not only the president, I'm also a client. So you're going through, you're watching this infomercial and he's showing you all of these pictures of these men who have suffered hair loss and how they go through the Hair Club for Men and then they look so awesome. And then, you know, you're watching him and this whole time you see this guy and he's not bald at all. And so he's then saying to you, you're like, what? You never thought, right? You never thought this person suffered from hair loss because his hairline, everything's perfect. It looks natural. He just kind of blows it out the water. I'm not only the president, I'm also a client. So look at me. I'm an example of what you could be, right? Of how this could work for you because it's worked well for me too, right? And so this is a strategy that if you can do it, you should do it. It may not apply to everyone, but to be honest with you, if you're in a business where you started off doing these things for yourself, perfecting your craft for yourself, and then decided to do that particular thing for other people, then yeah, showcase how much you were able to help yourself to transform, to get better. People will pay for results. So as a web designer, right, I used to and I still do document my progress, showcase my success, and others see that process and want to duplicate the progress for themselves, right? So in the very beginning, you know, and here's the funny thing. I didn't start off as a web designer. I'm going to be honest with you. I did not. I was going online as a jackie of all trades, trying to figure out how to make money, right? Building my website, just kind of journaling and doing all the things. And several people said to me, who built your website? And I was like, I did. And they were like, oh, could you build me one? It's like, I could get paid to do this for other people. Fell into web design, right? I was my first best client. And just having a website, showing up, sharing that with other people got me other clients, right? Not only do I sell web and web design services, I also offer graphics design services too, right? And so one of the things that I used to do to really get a lot of web clients is basically just share my designs of what I was working on. People would go, oh my gosh, this is so great. I want my stuff to look just like yours. And that helped me get a lot of clients, right? Think people who are in fitness. And people go, I want my body to look like yours, right? Or stylists, you know, I want to have a style look that's like yours, right? You know, whether it be something that people could visually see, or you have some sort of intangible success that you would have to kind of verbalize in some way or visualize in some way. That's one thing that you can do to sell your services online. Be your first best client. Definitely go and look up that Hair Club for Men commercial, side note. But yeah, be your best client. Showcase, document your progress, your success, share that with others. And if you're confident in that, if you're proud of that, honestly, that will help drive potential customers, prospective customers to you, right? Because some of this is you building up confidence. Confidence is attractive. You know, when you're in a space where you're like, okay, well, I don't have any clients. I've never done this before. You know, I'm online. I don't know how this marketing thing works. There's so much fear and anxiety that could create a space where you don't put your best foot forward, right? So again, when you're truly confident and proud of the things that you do, that's going to be a selling point for you, right? That's going to help you look more attractive to potential customers. Number one. Number two is to show your work. Show your work. Not only did I start off by just being present and showing what I was doing for myself, the more I started working with clients, the more I was using that in my content, right? And blogging for business is something that I've talked about and that I did truly for many, many years when I started in my business. And then I had a large enough community where I could kind of slow down on the blogging. But content marketing is big. So if you're like, okay, well, what am I going to do, or what can I do to sell my services without necessarily having to pay for ads all the time? Well, content marketing, content marketing, show your work. And so as I created, I was blogging about it, number one, and then I was posting updates, number two, on social media. Here's something that I'm working on, or I just finished this project. And here's the thing, right? I just said to you that confidence is attractive, right? You know what also helps you sell? Buzz. Buzz creates buzz. You ever see people just all of a sudden talking about this person? And even if you've never heard that person before or this thing before, you're like, what is everybody talking about, right? Buzz creates buzz. So you can create your own buzz by just constantly showcasing what you're doing for other people, right? And the right people, to be honest with you, will appear. Just organically will appear and go, oh, wow, you did that for so-and-so. I know that person. Or, oh, wow, you did that last week. I love that. I would love to talk to you about potentially doing something for me. Or, oh my gosh, I was just talking to so-and-so and she needs something like this. Can I send her your way? Do you mind? Right? Whether it be people wanting to work with you, wanting something very similar to what you talked about, or referring somebody to you, that happens when you consistently show your work, right? So again, I was just kind of blogging, you know, what I was doing, who I was working with, and not only just on my blog, but posting on social media, right? My projects and my client projects, a combination of the two, right? And then also creating videos too, where I was talking about web design and graphics design, and, you know, just, you know, me talking about how I'm helping people if they ask me questions about, you know, what they should put on their website or how they should, you know, get started with marketing online. Me turning that into, okay, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm sharing. This is who I'm working with. That helped me to sell my services. Now, interestingly enough, last year I came across someone, Neil Patel, I believe his name was, and he talked about a book that changed his life. And funny enough, the book is called Show Your Work. And it talks about the exact same concept that I have been teaching my clients for years. So I have a set of books that I absolutely love over at sissasense.com/Goodreads. Go there. You'll see some of my favorite books for entrepreneurs and some of my favorite top books for entrepreneurs around just everything, all things related to entrepreneurship, marketing, and business. And Show Your Work is among them, right? It really just kind of breaks down in an awesome way the things that I'm trying to say to you now, right? So again, starting with my blog, but then also expanding into social media, creating videos. And not only that, I have a magazine called SissaSense in Print, over at mag.sissasense.com. And that to me was a great example of showing my work, because on my magazine, I could put whatever I was doing on the cover, and in the inside, I could show photos from my events. I could show, you know, website examples. I can showcase clients, everything, right? And this is actually a strategy that a lot of photographers use, right? They'll create branded magazines where they could put their photos in the magazine, and it's a great way to sell yourself, right? So there are a lot of different ways that you can show your work: blog, video, social media, creating your own branded magazine, just a few that could potentially help you. But of course, feel free to go over to sissasense.com/Goodreads so that you can take a look at that book plus the other ones that I absolutely love for entrepreneurs. So on this list for me so far, I said number one, be your first best client. If you can, definitely try that. And then number two, show your work. Number three for me, teach more, reach more. Teach more, reach more. So even though where I monetized, right, for the most part was, you know, selling my services, the topics around my services allowed me to reach people. So I started to talk about, you know, here are some strategic ways to market yourself, create graphic banners, or make sure your social media profiles are branded, or how you can build a website on a budget, or how you can drive more traffic to your website, or how you can monetize your blog, or how you can make money online. Sky's the limit. Like, I really just took the topic and ran with it. Basically, everything that I was doing in my business and how I was utilizing my skill set to market my business, I started to teach other people, right? Hence, Sister Sense being about helping you make sense of making money online, right? It's just me basically sharing the things that I learned how to do in the process. So when you come to think about for yourself the service that you offer, what can you teach people around that particular service, around your area of expertise? If you can teach more, then you can reach more, right? Because in teaching people, it just gets to a point where people go, oh, these are some great recommendations about my blog. I'm just getting started with blogging. How can you help me? Number one, I can help you build your blog. Or number two, I have training. For example, I have my Blogging for Business series. I can help you utilize the training, right? So it went from selling services, but honestly, through teaching, turning my services into digital products, right? So teaching allowed me to reach more and attract potential customers for those services, but then teaching allowed me to tap into creating and selling digital products, which became a whole other monetization model altogether. And obviously, if you are a service professional, unless you're an agency or have a team or you outsource the services, you know, at some point you can only do but so much on your own. So outside of raising your prices, tapping into other streams of income, multiple streams, selling digital products, it's just a smart thing to do, right? So again, when it comes to marketing the things that you do, number three for me, teach more so that you can reach more. I think that one is a no-brainer. Number four, take your testimonials to a whole other level. Take your testimonials to a whole other level. So here's the deal. People grab like three or four, if they get that many testimonials, and they come to me, their designer, their web designer, and they'll say, okay, can you showcase my testimonials on a testimonials page, or can you put it on my homepage? Da da da, right? That's kind of where the buck stops. Folks use their testimonials to create a testimonials page or showcase it on the first page of their website. If you want to sell your services more, you want to integrate your testimonials more into your conversations across your online platforms. So number one is case studies, right? Being able to put together case studies, whether you turn them into articles on your blog, or you turn them into lead magnets, or you turn them into, you know, conversation pieces on social media. Use your client case studies as content, right? So for example, I used to do this a lot, and I still do, and I'll share with you, obviously, the different things that I do. I have created lead magnets and PDFs where I'm showcasing different things that I've done with clients, right? Because case studies are awesome. But then I've also participated in things like that as well. One of my favorite platforms, ConvertKit, is known for being a list building platform. And then a few years ago, they launched Commerce, which allows you to sell products on ConvertKit. I had the pleasure of being invited to beta test Commerce before it was released to the general public. So if you go online and you search LaShonda Henry and ConvertKit, you'll probably see an article where I'm featured on that website, and I talked about being able to test it out and successfully sell my workshop on the platform within, I don't know, it was like a week or 2 weeks or something like that, within a couple of weeks, right? Being able to successfully sell my digital content on that platform, it's pretty cool to use. That's a case study, right? So a part of the beta testing was an opportunity to just have people test it and work out the kinks, but then also to capture success stories to share on that initial launch. You want to sell a service, right? You want to sell software, you want to sell something. Make sure that your testimonials aren't just kind of sitting there collecting dust. You want those testimonials to work and convert into digital dollars, right? Case studies. Number two, social media content, right? You're always racking your brain. What should I post on social media today? Post your testimonials, whether it be graphics of your testimonials or media-rich images, not just text, images, audios, videos. Use it for social media content, right? Use it for content on your blog. So spotlighting, right? I love to spotlight clients where you can introduce them, you can share what they are doing. So it's a good opportunity to send people to their website, but it's also an opportunity for you to talk about how you've worked with them, what they think about you, what they've been able to accomplish or gain through that experience, right? So spotlight your spotlight your clients. You can do that on your blog. You can do that on your website in general. If you just have like a client spotlight page, you could do that on social media, spotlight your clients, right? Which brings me to interviews, right? Do client interviews. You can do text-based. You can do podcast interviews, video interviews, live stream interviews. One of my favorite platforms for live streaming is called StreamYard. And I like StreamYard because not only can you go live, but you can go live across multiple platforms at once. So I can log into my StreamYard, hit record, and simultaneously be on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and other platforms too. It's pretty awesome that way, right? And by the way, if you are curious or you've been thinking about live stream, you could actually go over to sistersense.com/SY and try out StreamYard, S-Y, through me, right? sistasense.com/SY, right? Another thing that I love about StreamYard is the fact that you can broadcast and have multiple guests on while you're on. So they can see you on the screen and then they can see other people on the screen as well. I've done quite a few broadcasts where I am basically interviewing and spotlighting clients that I've worked with, right? And they're sharing their expertise, they're sharing their success, their progress, and I'm able to talk about how I've worked with them, right? I did a really great interview like that. It was a reveal for a client. Layout and design is one of my services, right? And she came to me with a Microsoft Word doc and she said, here, I've got a children's book. I need help. Make it pretty. And I turned that bad boy into a whole children's book, illustrations and all. Absolutely beautiful. And then I said, okay, hey, let's do a reveal. Like, as opposed to me just kind of sending it to her once it was done, I said, let's do a reveal live. The tears, the laughs, the cries, absolutely awesome. And you can find it on my YouTube page, Lynette. You search for LaShonda Henry and Lynette, and you can probably find the video on my YouTube channel. And that, it's fun. It's fun to do stuff like that. Now, I'll tell you, full disclosure, that the reveal I did with her was actually inspired by a reveal that was done with me by my brand photographer, right? And so I did a lifestyle photo shoot, and my brand photographer at the time, that was one of the things that she strategically did. She didn't just kind of give you your photos. It was a whole thing, and she did a reveal, and it was live, and the thing about it is that is how I got excited working with her. How? Because when I saw her do that with somebody else and I watched the video and they were excited and I saw their photos and they were crying and they were happy, I was like, I want that. I want that. This is taking your testimonials to a whole other level. They're not just kind of sitting again on your homepage or your testimonials page collecting dust, but you're breathing life into them. Case studies showing people results. People want results. Showing people real people, showing progress, success, transformations, adding it as social media content, spotlighting your clients, interviews, podcasts, videos, live streams, and your sales page, right? You want to boost your conversions on your sales page. Make sure that outside of talking about all the good things that your service includes, you have testimonials on your sales page too. This is what a few of my clients have to say about what it's like working with me, right? Take your testimonials to a whole other level. Number four. Number five, share your agenda. Share your agenda. So what does this mean? This means that I have a strategy that I do every week and I call it sharing my marketing moments. And marketing is just you being real, to be honest with you. People make marketing so hard. I think it's just about being real, being transparent, being conversational, right? So I might say, okay, listen, I want to help 100 women work on their content. Who's with me? Oh my God, LaShonda, I want to work on my content. What do I need to do? Okay, go over to sistersense.com/yes I can. Get your Yes I Can content plan. Start the content creation challenge. Let's do this, right? And that's basically an example, right? You could go there. That's a real example. This is what I'm doing. This is my agenda. I'm helping people with content creation right now. Do you want help with that? Do you want to move on that? Yes? Okay, be a part of that. I want to take on 5 new web design clients. Okay, maybe not doing that right now, but if I were to say that, right, I want to take on 5 new coaching clients, right? Go over to sistersense.com/call me or go to sistersense.com/web design. Do you want to be my next coaching client or my next web design client? Or do you know somebody who's looking for someone to help them build their online business, right? You share your agenda on your social media platforms, and you'll find that it isn't necessarily you looking for friends and family to help you. Because listen, I'm be honest with you. When I started this thing, it was two decades ago, and 20 years plus years ago, entrepreneurship wasn't cute. Like, everybody was like, being an entrepreneur back in the day was equivalent to being a hippie. It was like, you need to go get a real job. What are you talking about, right? Entrepreneurship now is sexy. You throw a hat and everybody, what is it? Throw a coin or whatever. Everybody's like, I'm an entrepreneur. Back in the day, it was like, ew, what's that? You're weird. But anywho, I simply say that to say that, you know, nowadays you're in a space where, more people are inclined to be receptive to that. 99.9% of my business when I started did not come from friends and family. And it still doesn't. The majority of my business is run from people who don't know me. But when you create social circles of like-minded people, whether they are friends or family or just people who enjoy following you, organic marketing is just that. Organically, there tends to be at least a few people who may either need it or say they know somebody who needs it. And they may tag somebody. Oh, so-and-so, remember yesterday we were talking about da-da-da-da. You were like, girl, you know, I need to get some content for my website. I'm not doing nothing. You need to go talk to LaShonda. She got this great program, ... whatever. That's organic marketing. So share your agenda on a week-by-week basis on your social media, right? Hopefully you are building business branded social media profiles. But even if you haven't gotten there yet at this day and age, in this day and age where 3-year-olds have social media profiles, you must have at least one or two on certain platforms that you've just created personally that you could just kind of check in with your existing community and say, hey, by the way, I am ... right? So I just gave you a few examples, me saying, listen, I want to help 100 women this month with their content creation, or I'm taking on 5 new clients for ... Or maybe you say, listen, I'm doing like half off calls today, right? Or half off calls this week. If you were thinking about checking in to get a clarity call with me, you know, go here so that you can schedule that session, right? And I do that periodically over on sisterzence.com/call me. That's where my clarity calls and strategy calls and content creation calls, all my calls are, right? sisterzence.com/call me. I will periodically post a promotion on that page and then go and do what I'm telling you, which is share the agenda. This is what I'm doing this week. It helps to bring in sales. Okay. So that is for me, number 5. Number 6 on this list is to share your calls. Share your calls. So you can offer services where you're doing something for someone, and you can offer coaching or consulting services where you're guiding or directing people through things, right? So either doing or talking, right? And so I'm also someone who is a content coach and mentor to online entrepreneurs. One of the things that I've done over the years to consistently get people who are excited about getting on the phone and talking to me is that I intentionally share my calls, right? So, you know, depending upon your industry, there are certain calls that obviously are 100% private. That I'm not going to tell you that so-and-so told me what happened to her 5 days. No, just common sense wise, right? Certain things are private, but you can have conversations where certain things you can say, oh, I was having a conversation with ... client around, whether you name the client or you just say in general, it was a client, or you don't even do that. You say, okay, here's a scenario that I get a lot with clients. And so you generalize it, but again, you're still sharing it as a story, right? So case in point, I said to you that this is Q&A week on Sisterzence, right? And I am answering questions. Funny enough, I would say in the last couple of days, one question I've gotten from a couple of people is, LaShonda, where can I get really good stock photos? And as you know, I'm a web designer and a graphics designer, so stock photos is like a thing for me, right? Especially because I'm a sister girl of color and a lot of my content is melanin magic, right? Popping all over the place. So, you know, that's something that my melanated sisters tend to ask me, you know, where do I get my graphics from? And so I say that to say this, just sharing that example, either you may go, oh, I need that, or you may go, oh, let me call LaShonda or whatever. Sharing your calls creates a conversation, right? So let's say, for example, I sit here and I talk to you about one of my last calls. I do calls on Wednesdays mainly. Wednesdays is my office hours for client calls, but sometimes I do calls on other days, Monday, Thursday, there's a serve day. Sunday, we do serve our Lord on Sunday. It varies, right? But mainly on Wednesday. So anyway, this past Wednesday, one of my clients said, listen, I just kind of feel like I'm not intentional. How can you help me with my routines? So that's what we did. We talked about how she can get more consistent and intentional with her daily and weekly routines. So of course, if that's something that you want to do, either you could, number one, schedule a call with me over at sistersense.com/call me, or number two, if you go over to sistersense.com/RYB, RYB stands for Run Your Business. And I have a whole series of how to run your business like a boss. Now, if you find that these strategies that I'm sharing with you today are, they're not what you want, okay. But if you find them valuable, you may find other series that I have valuable. And the Run Your Business Like a Boss weekly routine series is pretty helpful. So either grabbing that or checking in and talking to me one-on-one is something that you could do. Now, you see how I did that? That's how I market. I will just give you examples of what I'm doing right now, right? Sharing my agenda, but also sharing my stories, my call stories, things that I'm talking about with clients, things that I'm working on with clients. And then that gives me the opportunity to say, by the way, if you want to work on these things with me as well, go here, do that. It's kind of like I'm going to do two things. Number one, my sinus is jank. Okay. So that screws up the sound of my voice. Number one, I always sound like Darth Vader. And number two, I do not sing. So I'm going to do a little melody, but I preface that. So don't come for me and tell me that I hurt your ears. I'm just telling you, okay, I have a Darth Vader on and I can't sing. But if I do, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, do you know what that's from? Do you know what that's from? Right? Maybe you do, if it resonates with you. I'm thinking they still do that jingle, but I don't know. Do you know that jingle? Right? If you do, it's because it's kind of been ingrained into you, right? You've heard it enough to recognize the brand that that jingle is associated with. And when you hear it, you could probably also hear the three words that are said during that jingle, right? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Right? There are three words that are in that jingle. How the hell do I know? Because you've heard it so much. One of the things that we talk about as marketers when it comes to sales is an age-old rule. It's called the rule of seven. Most people have to see or hear your marketing message at least seven times before they take action. And I'm in a space of organic marketing. My circle is not huge, but my sales are consistent. And a part of that is through that repetition. For the people who follow me consistently, and consistently doesn't have to be every day, by the way. It could be they just kind of check in once or twice a year or a couple of times every couple of months. Me consistently saying, hey, by the way, if you need something, feel free to email sistersense@gmail.com or go over to sistersense.com/call me. If they go, ooh, I need to talk to LaShonda. Let me go to sistersense.com/call me. I say it enough, right? So you can share the story to resonate with somebody who just needs that message, right? One of my favorite quotes is, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. But also keeping in mind that there are going to be strategically people who, when they need you, it could be that they don't need you at that moment, but because they always hear you talking about that you do have calls and you do have these services, they'll remember you, right? That's all, you want to be remembered, right? And that's what content marketing and consistently sharing content does for me. Creates a space where I am remembered, and people just periodically check in with me. I could just be sitting here watching Netflix and see somebody email me and say, "Ooh, by the way, I was thinking about you. Do you still do dot, dot, dot?" Or, "Girl, I got like 5 people I need to send your way because they need dot, dot, dot today." And I very rarely do any type of advertising. The majority of what I do, like I said to you, 99.9% of my sales do not come from friends and family, right? The majority of my money comes from everybody else who finds me organically online. And 99.9% of that is, again, organic. I do not do paid ads like that. So if you want to learn paid ads, I got some folks who, you know, maybe could point you in the right direction because they do that way more than I do. But this is what I do, right, when it comes to intentionally selling content, and more content. So if you keep telling yourself that you need to do content, but you sleeping on doing content, I can't help you. Because eventually you got to stop telling yourself that you're going to do it and actually do it. It isn't necessarily something that magically works overnight, but it does work out right if you consistently do it and create a community around it, right? For me, actually, side note, I've been writing quite a bit on my blog, and one of my latest blog articles is about content, connections, and conversations, how to build deeper relationships with customers. And the reality of this situation is it isn't necessarily, it's always good to get an increase, right? So if you want to put money into ads or you want to put time into anything, working on it intentionally, you can get increase, right? But there are a lot of times where I can kind of do little to nothing, but still maintain some degree of consistency just because of all the content that I've put out that is consistently working for me. And so I say that to say, it's a thin line that I want to tread here, because I don't want to tell you that you can get to a point and you never create nothing. But if you create enough, you don't always have to overwork yourself to keep on creating. There does come a point where, you know, we've put enough skin in the game where we can kind of slow down on the content creation. But you do kind of have to put your foot in it, right, to build a strong enough digital footprint and then kind of ease up on the gas as you go. Okay. Hopefully that makes sense. But again, being in a place where you share your agenda and you share your stories, specifically calls that you have with clients, it definitely does help. Number 7, join a marketplace. I'm dating myself here, okay? I'm an 80s baby. I went to Columbia University and I graduated. When did I graduate? 2002 with a degree in computer science. Back in the day, I was a side hustle sister, right? So I was doing all these little part-time gigs and things like that, doing little computer gigs and stuff like that on campus and off campus. And a lot of my service gigs I got through pre me doing much on the computer, like websites and stuff like that. But a lot of my service gigs I got either through the campus directory of different organizations or different departments that needed some techie person's help, or Craigslist way back in the day. I know they have something called Angie's List as well. Directories, marketplaces, the names may change or the designs may change, but the premise is still the same. Amazon is the biggest marketplace in the world, right? Word of mouth, right? Being in a place where people are congregating looking for specific things. And so when I was transitioning from college to working in the real world, I lived in New York for quite a bit. Born and raised Brooklyn girl, if you can't already tell from the accent. In that space, when I was working my 9-to-5, I would get off and then I would do a lot of other, like, again, techie WordPress, you know, word processing, helping people set up stuff on their website, little things, web tutorials, things like that. Again, Craigslist and my Columbia database. So are you on databases? I used to be on something called Elance for freelancers. I think it's called Upwork now. There's Fiverr, you know, there's TaskRabbit, there's Amazon has a bunch of gig stuff. I actually did a training and it's called, what is it called? SSH, Super Side Hustles. So sistersense.com/SSH. And I went through like all the freelance, work at home, stay at home, make some extra money gigs. Like I went through them all. And finding marketplaces where you can post your services can help you. Cause, and you know, even Etsy, there are a lot of service professionals on Etsy. This is just a way for you to make yourself known to people who are going to these platforms because they go, ooh, I need somebody to ... And people said, well, go to Etsy, go to Angie's List, go to .. I don't know if Craigslist is popping. I mean, I was doing that 20 years ago, but my point still remains the same. Join marketplaces and directories so that you can, number one, put yourself in a searchable pool. But then number two, on a lot of these platforms, you can also look at people who are saying, hey, I need somebody to help me with ... That used, I know that was the case for Elance, which I believe is now Upwork. You can scroll through people needing your particular skill and you could, you know, say, hey, I can do that for you. And, you know, put in a little bid, right? You know, to see if you get that contract. So that's something else, right, that you could potentially do as well, joining marketplaces. And number seven is to work with other service professionals. Word of mouth marketing is amazing. Referrals are amazing. So, you know, once you get to a point where you are off to the races and you're selling your services, organic marketing, just like growth, like, you know, you go outside and you grow your vegetables. It's a cycle. It will keep, if so long as you keep feeding it and doing what you need to do, things will keep growing for you. I mean, again, I've been doing this for over 2 decades and knock on wood, I hope to be doing it for, well, I'm not going to say forever because I do plan to retire, but, you know, for as long as I want to, I have the freedom and the flexibility to do the things that I do, right? And a lot of times it's because I work with service professionals that they send me people, right? I want to say the last $10,000 I made from 3 web projects, one was a return client, one was a new client that was referred to me, and the other one was through another referral, but it was a different style referral. So one person just said, hey, go to LaShonda. She can help you. The other person was a client's client, if that makes sense. So I worked with that client, built a website for her. And then she sent me one of her clients because she was like, LaShonda built my website. She could build yours too. Go, 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 go. Go to LaShonda. And so it's a thing, you know, I can't remember when, but I remember someone reaching out to me and saying, oh, you know, I was on ... business directory. It was like a state and I cannot remember. I did like a conference one time for a particular organization and wherever they are, I guess they put my information on their business directory, right? They work with small business owners. And she was like, oh, you know, I found your name for web gigs on this thing. And they were like, oh, she's the best person to go talk to or whatever. So, you know, working with other marketplaces and directories, working with other service professionals and organizations, because then they will, when people come to them and they go, who should I go to? Who should I work with? They'll point to you. They'll point to you, right? And so a lot of times I will work with people who they do PR, they do branding, they do publishing, they do a lot of different things. And but they go, oh, I need a graphics person, or I need a web person, or I need somebody that's going to help you lay out your content so that you can have, you know, an ebook or a media kit. Go to LaShonda. She'll do it for you. She'll make it look nice. Pay her. And then the thing about it too, right? You ever find that as a service professional, some people come to you and you have to kind of like really convince them of how much it is and why they should work with you? The no like and trust factor, which I'm sure you've heard, that is no joke. It really is no joke. So if, let's say, for example, this person is a coach, right? And they're working with a client and the client goes, okay, I need a website. And they go, yeah, go LaShonda. They don't even think about it. They don't come to me and ask me 15 questions. They'll say, so-and-so said, come to you, how much? And I'll say, okay, well, this one is 15, this one is 3. They'll go, okay, 3, all right, bam, here's 3. That day, they don't question it, because the person who vouched for me, they know that they give them what they need and they're not going to steer them wrong. And so there's nothing really. And now, of course, once they come to me, I can show them examples of my work. I can answer their questions, and they're just happy and excited, and they can sense and feel that it's going to be a good experience. But at the same time, a lot of whatever I would need to make it a compelling offer is just already taken care of because of the no like and trust factor, that transference of trust from the person who recommended me. Right. So that it referrals go a long way. OK, so these are 8 great ways for you to basically sell your services. Now, I can keep going, but this is way longer than I needed it to be. I'm like, you should pay me for this. But, you know, there's a lot that I can say, because 20 years is a long damn time. And hopefully these are just practical solutions. These are things that have worked for me and could potentially work for you too. So as you review this list, just let's do a quick recap. Number one, show your work, or rather, number one, be your first best client. Number two, show your work. Number three, teach more and reach more. Number four, take your testimonials to a whole other level. Number five, share your agenda. Number six, share your call stories. Number seven, join a marketplace. Number eight, work with other service professionals, right? Those are all things that you can do. Feel free, by the way, to let me know, leave me a comment, if you've tried any of these, or if you plan to try any of these strategies. I'd love to know. And if you have any questions, I'm specifically doing Q&A all this week, but I always welcome questions. So if you have any questions about what it is that you're trying to work on, feel free to check in with me via comments and or by emailing sisterSense@gmail.com. You could always just go to sisterSense.com and click the gray tab on the right of the website to send me a voice message. And I love to create lists. I'm a list loving kind of a girl. So you could even send me an email and complete the statement. I would love to hear 5 ways to ... fill in the blank, right? Send me that so that I can see, and I just might make your request the next thing that I do and share with you. Okay. So hopefully, again, this particular set of recommendations was helpful for those who are working on selling their services, getting more freelance gigs, all the things. I do have the Super Side Hustles training over at sisterSense.com/SSH, number one. I do have the Set Up for Sales Success training, talking specifically about how to sell all your things, whether it be products or services. And that is over at sisterSense.com/SUFS, which stands for Set Up for Sales. That's number two. And of course, number three, if you would love to check in and gain additional clarity through me, you can always schedule your one-on-one sessions with me over at sazense.com/call-me. So that's all she wrote for today. Till next time, take care.